Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while. Vera,
excuse me, but were you keeping your purse in the refrigerator?
Great idea, huh?
Yeah, it is. I wonder why I never thought of it.
Right next to the cottage cheese.
I know this is going to sound like a dumb question, but how come you don't keep it in your locker?
Don't be silly, Alice. Cottage cheese would spoil in my locker.
Of course, but why are you keeping your purse in the refrigerator?
It's safer there. You never know when a dishonest delivery man might sneak into the storeroom and steal it.
But why the refrigerator?
That is the last place a crook would look. Who would be foolish enough to keep her purse in the refrigerator? Oh, by the way, Tommy's here. He's at the counter.
Thanks.
Oh, I froze my checkbook.
So, how come you're not in school?
Oh, I had to leave in the middle of biology class. I told the teacher I had this sudden aching headache and this aching all over my body. I really felt weak.
Gee, honey, that sounds serious. I better call a doctor for you.
Nah, I feel fine. Never felt better in my life.
Oh, you made that all up so you could ditch biology, huh?
You catch on fast.
Yeah. How come you thought of all those way out symptoms?
I learned them in biology. According to my book, I was suffering from the final stages of the Black Plague. Neat, huh?
Yeah, real neat. Well, you're going to make one of the fastest recoveries in medical history because you're getting your fanny back to school.
Oh, Mom.
Hey, you didn't think I was going to let you get away with this, did you?
Well, it's just we were having this big test in biology and I knew I'd fail.
Well, then why didn't you study?
Well, I was going to get together Saturday with Ed Markley, but he had to go out of town.
Ed Markley is a good student?
No, he's a good cheater. Just kidding, Mom.
Goodbye.
Hi, Mail.
Yeah?
Did the parcel post come yet?
No, why?
I ordered a tiger strap nightie, and I told him to send it here.
A nightie? Here?
Well, I wouldn't want something like that arriving at my place when I wasn't there. Now, give the trailer park a bad name.
Hey, Alice, you want to see what I ordered out of this catalog?
Oh, Maxine's of Miami. Here. I never saw a catalog with a centerfold before.
There it is. That's one I ordered right there. Can I look?
You got an ID?
That nightgown isn't even finished. It's got two big holes in it.
No, Vera, those are cutouts.
Yeah, Vera, when a man sees you in this, he won't cut out. Hey, let me look at it.
What?
Hey.
Oops. I thought you were gone. Forget it.
Oh, gee, Mom. It can't be anything like Playboy. I read that at Wilt's drugstore.
Hey, for a kid who's failing biology, you're pretty well read.
And to think, when I was his age, we used to get our kicks sneaking peeks at the naked natives in National Geographic.
Hello? Give me that. Give me that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good grief. You shouldn't bring trash like this into a family diner. This belongs in a barber shop.
A barber shop? I'm surprised you remember that far back.
Come on, get back to work. There's customers over there.
Get back to school. Come on, let's go.
Okay. But along the way, I think I'll stop in at the library and have a look at National Geographic.
Animal?
I'm looking for something nice to give my mother.
If it's from there, you'll give her a heart attack.
Hey, Flo?
Yeah?
I think these eggs are terminal.
Well, how'd you order them, Gus?
Poached.
Then you got nobody to blame but yourself. Listen, Gus. Man like you ought to order his eggs hard-boiled. Poached. That sounds like something the Tooth Fairy would order.
Never mind about the eggs, then. Look, what are we going to do about this coffee here? Look, it's got stuff floating around all over the top of it there.
See that? You will live to a ripe old age.
Not if I keep eating here, I won't.
What you talking about, Gus? This here's a lucky cup.
I wonder how you figure that.
It brought you the pleasure of watching me walk away. Now the cash register won't open again.
Hit it with a hammer.
I did that already, Mel.
Ring up 3950.
Why? The check is only for 235.
Ring up 3950.
3950.
Tell you what I tell you.
Wait a second. Aren't you in trouble if you keep ringing up 3950 all day? How are you going to be able to tell how much you took in at the end of the day?
I divide everything by seven.
Snow White used to do that.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Could I get change for $5, please, all silver?
Sure.
That's very considerate of you. People in restaurants, they don't usually like to give change.
Oh, stick around. Mel will press your pants.
Mel? Who's Mel? You rang up 3950.
I know. It's the only way you can get this thing open.
That must confuse your bookkeeper.
Nah, I don't mind.
Thank you. Would you mind if I leave my bag of groceries here?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much.
He must have eaten here before.
Hello, operator. I'd like to place a person-to-person call to the President of the United States at the White House, Washington, D.C.
Hey, Mel, you want to hear this?
Hold on.
There's a guy trying to call the President of the United States on our phone.
You're kidding.
Hello, this is Howard Gillespie. I must speak with the president. Yes, I'll hold. You can't expect a man in the president's position to help unless he knows what's wrong. Of
course not.
Always take the problem to the man at the top. Of
course. What's the problem?
We're dying.
Oh, boy.
All of us are dying. He's got to know.
Why do all the screwballs take my place?
I think they tell one another.
Wait a minute. Maybe he's not such a screwball.
Are you kidding? He's trying to call the President of the United States on the phone.
No, but the President said he wanted to make himself accessible to the people.
Well, that don't mean he's going to talk to every nut that calls him up.
Hey, Flo, I just met the parcel postman. He gave me this for you.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Oh, a plain brown wrapper, huh?
What do you have, Andy?
The usual, honey.
Oatmeal and coffee?
Yep.
Hey, it's my tiger striped yachty, just like they showed in the picture. How's that grab you?
I can dig it.
Andy, put your eyes back in your head before they fall on the floor and somebody steps on them.
Aren't those cutouts sort of impractical? You could catch a cold.
I'm not worried about that, but they're in the wrong place.
Aren't they supposed to be in the front?
Yeah, but not so high up. Oh, shoot, it's the wrong size. Hey, Alice, how'd you like a genuine tiger stripe nighty?
No, honey, thanks.
I'm telling you, Alice, if you want a little romance, this is a real Saturday night special.
Yeah. All right. But tell him it's very important that I speak with him. Howard Gillespie, area code 602-555-3538. Make sure he calls. I won't leave until he does. President's out to lunch.
You could say that about most presidents.
This is nothing to joke about. Genocide. They're deliberately and systematically destroying us, and we're accomplices.
Does he want anything to drink with that? Listen, Mr.
Gillespie,
I assure you that we're all very upset about the high price of food.
That has nothing to do with it. You know what's in these packages?
Let me guess.
Poison.
That was going to be my second choice.
You know what this is? Chocolate cake mix. You know what the ingredients are? Polyglycerol, cellulose gum, hydrogenized essence of coconut, saturated palm oil, artificial flavor and color. You know what isn't in this chocolate cake mix? Chocolate. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Eat this, you'll be up all night.
I expect to be anyway.
Eat enough of it, it could kill you.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Oh, they're destroying us with preservatives, food dyes, additives.
Alice, get them out of here.
Mr. Gillespie, it's...
Man does not live by bread alone, and let me tell you why. Because they put a lot of junk in bread, that's why.
I have a lunch crowd coming in here soon.
And we, being susceptible fools that we are, we buy it. Well, I'm not buying it anymore.
I've had enough. So have I.
Don't come any closer.
Okay.
What is that, garlic?
Cyanide. And I'm prepared to swallow it to make my point.
Cyanide? You expect me to believe that?
Can't you see the little C printed on top? Check with the Canyon druggist. I'm a registered pharmacist.
And I'm a registered fry cook, so what?
All right, so. He says it's cyanide now.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, whatever you do, don't give him a glass of water. There's a drought.
Why does he have to pick my place? Why can't he find himself a nice, crowded street corner?
You'd have to go to Chicago to do that. Don't go get yourself all in a fit. Alice is trying to get the president on the phone for him, and when he sees that that don't work, he'll pack up his groceries and split. Now, come on. Yes, yes.
Tell him I voted for him.
I don't think that matters. Yes. Yeah, I know that it's the second time that we've called, but it's very important that Mr. Gillespie speaks to the president. Yes? No, just a second. Yes. No, look, I know, I understand. Yeah, you can't run a country on an empty stomach. Listen, please, you have our number. Have him call back when he comes back from lunch, please. Thank you very much. It's a 5-course lunch.
This could take forever.
Not with his teeth.
Don't be patronizing. I'm not mad. I'm just a little irked. I'll give him 5 more minutes and then...
Oh.
What are they eating so much?
See, the thing is, we have no problem if that pill really isn't cyanide. I know one sure way of finding out. Ask him for a lid. And if it is cyanide, then get mail to do it. I'm calling the drugstore where he works. You keep his mind off the pill.
Hey, if he ain't interested, how about giving me a free show,
Yeah, I know you too well. First, you want a free show, and next, you'll expect me to serve popcorn.
Can I help it if I've got the hots for your bod?
And if I don't, you find a woman your own age.
There aren't any left.
Oh, see, that's what we thought, Mr. Carmichael. That's why we're trying to help. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'll call you if anything happens. Okay, bye-bye. What? Oh, you're nice, too.
Who's nice?
That's Mr. Carmichael, the owner of the Canyon Drugstore, where Howard works. He says Howard Gillespie is the finest pharmacist he's ever had and a very passionate young man.
That figures.
No. Passionate in his beliefs, now.
Passion doesn't give him the right to be waving a cyanide tablet around if that's what it is.
That's what it is. He just told me that's what it is. He said, Howard is not bluffing. He said, on top of everything else, his wife left him 2 weeks ago and his dog just died.
Should have been the other way around.
Oh, good. That's good, Mel. That's real nice. Be snide at a time like this.
I am trying to stay in business at a time like this.
Well, how do we do that with a suicide in the place, huh? The idea is to have him leave here on his own 2 feet, not on a stretcher. Mel, the man needs help.
Well, if he needs help, what's he doing here? Why doesn't he go see his minister? Why doesn't he go see his family doctor?
He's concerned, Mel, not pregnant.
The guy is crazy, and crazy people make me nervous.
Oh, you're so sane.
You better believe.
Oh, look at this. A man wearing a little navy beanie cap is telling the world who's sane. Oh, Mel, I don't like this any better than you. What do you want to do, blow the whistle on him?
Yeah.
You wearing your hair different?
I slept on it wrong.
I don't like it. The man is not trying to hurt anybody. He has a very good point to make. He wants to talk to the president. I don't think that's so out of line.
I don't want the water to take the pill. I'm on the verge of dehydration. I don't have enough saliva to spit.
I think you do.
Howard, Mel and I had a talk, and he's agreed to let you stay.
For the moment.
Yes, and now you can just sit down, and you can just wait for the president to call you back.
No. I've given him 5 minutes. That's more than he's given me. I think I want to get this over with now. I'd like to order some food. A hamburger medium, some French fries, and a glass of water.
What about the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare?
I don't care what he has.
I
I mean, that's who you should be talking to anyway.
Why him?
Well, his department handles these problems.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds good to me. Who do we call?
Joseph A. Califano, Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Come on, we'll call him right away, okay?
Well, it can't do any harm.
Hey, our toilet's on the blink.
So's the world.
Hi there, fellas. How's it going?
It's fine, Phil.
Say, Flo, I didn't see you at the VFW dance Saturday night.
Oh, I was there. I just never made it out of the parking lot.
Yes, yes, I'm holding for Mr. Califano. Fano. Yes, he is. Okay, listen, this is my number. My name is Alice Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T, and the area code 602-555-3538. Would you please have him call as soon as he comes back? It's very important. Thank you very much. He's out to lunch, too.
Like the president?
With the president.
With the president. See? Nobody cares. Nobody listens. Certainly not the bureaucrats in Washington. I telephoned. I've sent wires. I've even considered skywriting. It's hopeless. The only time they pay attention to you is after you're dead. Look what Vincent Van Gogh had to do to make a point. He cut off his ear. Well, I'm willing to go further than that. Here I come, Vinny. Water, water. 30 seconds after I take this, it'll be all over. Then maybe somebody will pay attention.
Excuse me, sir. My name is Officer Rice. What is your name?
Gillespie. Howard Gillespie.
Mr. Gillespie, what is that?
Cyanide.
Mr. Gillespie, there are other ways of dealing with this kind of problem without resorting to the extremes. I'd like to offer you my assistance if you don't mind.
Can we just hold it just a minute before this gets out of hand? Howard, I think you have a wonderful point to make, but you're going about it the wrong way. I mean, you're so consumed with taking your own life, you haven't even stopped to notice that somebody is listening to you. Me. And I have a big mouth, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. So that's how you do it. You tell me, I tell him, he tells somebody else, and you pass it on. If you're interested in saving lives, Howard, first you start with your own.
Don't you think I've gone too far to turn back? I mean,
the pill is in your hand, not in your mouth.
Oh, my hand is so clammy. Look, the little C, it's all rubbed off. Just a little apostrophe left.
Thank you. Mr. Gillespie, we won't place you under arrest. We'll just make sure you get the kind of help you really need.
I'll probably have to fill out some forms.
Yes.
I'm glad you talked me out of that.
Me too, Howard.
Do you mind if I take my groceries?
Sure.
Never mind. It's ironic. It's almost frightening. Man created this food, and we need it. But the food doesn't need us. Well, I mean, it doesn't ask to be bitten, chewed, and swallowed. That probably hurts. Never underestimate food. Someday it may turn on us. Someday, instead of us eating the food, it may be the other way around. Am I supposed to leave you a tip?
It's on me.
Mel Steiner. Oh, yes, she is. Hold on just a minute. Hey, Alice, it's Washington, D.C. Ouch.
Hello? Yes, this is Alice Hyatt. Okay. She's putting on Mr. Califano. Hello, Mr. Califano. It's very good of you to call back. Mr. Califano. Do you know that there are some terrible things in our food? I'm sure you know that, but I mean, sir, all you have to do is read the label. Like what? Where's the stuff? You took the stuff? Get some stuff. Get stuff. Would you just hold for a second, Mr. Kettle? So, how was lunch? You had lunch with the president, huh? Oh, here. Here's gold, sir. Polyglycerol, cellulose gum. We don't know what this is, sir. Hydrogenized essence of coconut. Did you hear about this? Saturated palm oil, sir?
Mmm. Well, what do you think?
What is it?
I mean, what is it? It's meatloaf.
Tastes more like what I bet broccoli tastes like.
I think it's very, interesting.
Well, I can't put that on the menu, Vera. I can't say, try Mel's interesting meatloaf. But yeah, Alice would like it. How come she's not back from lunch yet?
Oh, she said if she had the time, she wanted to visit Howard Gillespie in the hospital.
Yeah, I think she took him a box of granola and a bouquet of bean sprouts.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little late.
Hi. How's your pharmacist, Feller?
Oh, he's gonna be okay.
What did he say when you told him you talked to Joseph A. Galifano?
Well, he didn't believe it at first. And I'll tell you what else he didn't believe. That we're all behind him 100%.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you tell him for me that I think he is nuts. I don't mean nuts nuts. I mean wrong nuts. And that's why I come up with things like this meatloaf. That's for customers who don't like anything phony about their food.
Yeah? What's so special about it?
It's made with vegetables.
I'm supposed to tell my customers there's no meat in the meatloaf?
Well, we've been serving it that way for years.
Hey, did you ever send back your Tiger Stripe 90?
Well, I was going to, but I found somebody who wanted it real bad, so I gave it to,
Vera?
Yeah?
Here you go, Tiger.